A człowiek idzie przy lamatce. Lamatce na 100 stopnia. Co pensi ili te? Co na ten tu similarize with the rest of the freedom and richness in order to make it, how to realize how it's also precious. So the idea, anyway, the teaching, I'm teaching this from Ramakrishna, from left of house, like that is the root. Since we I have requested, asked to build the statues of Skaramakrishna here, which is very inspiring to practice lambrin, to see him inspiring to practice lambrin, and then to transform the mind in the path of Lojong. Particularly using the obstacles to practice Dharma, any obstacle, delusion, sicknesses, delusion arising, strong delusion arising, sicknesses, any obstacle due to other people's control, those outer obstacles. However, obstacles to practice Dharma, including the problems, obstacles to practice Dharma. So all those things, all those undesirable things which one experience, to use as they practiced, to use all these in the path to use in the path to achieve enlightenment. Even the delusions, use in the path to achieve enlightenment, positive things. So like that. By doing Tonglen, taking out the sentiments, all the delusions, attachment, or there's attachment, right, strong anger, self-cherishing, by taking other sentiments, those negative thoughts, to give it to the self-cherishing, take it in my heart, give it all to the self-cherishing thought, and destroy the self-cherishing thought. So then, and destroy the attachment, taking all sentiments attachment. Dharma, all these undesirable things in the path to the problems and path to end it. Realize to transform the path to love. The main thing by taking all other sentient beings, the noble sentient beings, those similar problems, problems, sufferings, delusions. So this way, transforming the poison, like transforming the poison into medicine, and so harming to the health, you make it beneficial for the health, so that the obstacle to practice, what is this guarded obstacle to practice Dharma? by using that particular bodhicitta to maintain our emptiness, taking other sentient beings and the problems or obstacles on ourselves, but giving all those obstacles problems to self-cherishing in this way. In this way, with the thought of submission, with the thought of, so say when you used for to do, when you used obstacle to practice Dharma, the problems, when you used to for thought for practice thought of submission. Or another meaning, path to enlightenment, or another meaning, as the cause for happiness in all sentient beings. So that this way, you have no obstacle to practice Dharma. Before there was obstacle to practice Dharma, after one applied meditation, total transformation, you don't find obstacle to practice Dharma. So as the competition is here, that is the practice. So to which gives inspiration for that to practice Lamrim, the heart of the 84,000 teachings of the Buddha is Lamrim, and all the sufferings, all the obstacles to transform into happiness. And good happiness, path to enlightenment, cause of happiness to all the sentient beings. So maybe it's quicker rather than reading from text and just English here. maybe it's quicker and to get devotion to Ramakrishna. From where the 11th. Where the special way of presenting Dharma to many subdue the mind. When other teachings come to mind, the Lamrim, the only one that subdues mind. So in those words, in the eastern part of India, in the country named Bengal, the ruler was a religious king named Kalyana Shri. King Kalyana Shri brought the prosperity of his kingdom to its zenith. His palace had a golden victory banner encircled by countless houses, and there was great numbers of bathing pools. Encircled by 720 magnificent gardens, forests of tala trees, seven concentric walls, 363 connecting bridges, innumerable golden victory banners, curtain roofs to the central palace, and thousands of noble men in the palace. All this splendor matched the king of Dongkuns. All this splendor matched the king of Dongkuns, one of the Chinese kings. the dignity of the monarch's royal bearing and his air of great authority were like those of the great god Indra. His subjects were as numerous as the inhabitants of a city of Gandharas, and their religious attainments could be compared to those of Arya Dharma. Sri Prabhavati, the consort for this devout king, was like a goddess. She was a beautiful and chaste woman who worshipped the Triple Gem, was loved as a mother by all human beings. This queen had three sons, namely Sri Garbha, Chandra Garbha, and Padma Garbha. The story of these three is seldom to be found in the other books. The second son, Chandra Garbha, was my noble guru at the auspicious moment of his birth. Flowers rained down upon the city. A rainbow canopy appeared, and gods sang hymns which brought gladness and joy to all the people. For 18 months he resided in the capital and was excellently reared by 8 nurses. To the north of the place, and to the north of the palace, there was a sacred place called Vikramalashila Vihara to make offerings at that place. The king, queen, and their ministers, escorted by 500 chariots full of lovely girls, elegantly adorned with the ornaments and surrounded by hundreds upon hundreds of musicians, carried the innumerable jeweled articles necessary for the votive rite, and all went to the palace singing. My infant guru, who already seemed like a child of three, had so many beauties of person that the eyes were dazzled. D-A-Z-Z-L-E-D. The boy, having been crowned and adorned with god-like ornaments, was carried by his father wrapped in fine Muslim garlands. When the people saw him, they felt so full of happiness that they could not tear themselves away. Those who stood by exclaimed, at the time of your birth, the tent of the sun was set up and the melodious songs were heard by the people. So our most cherished desire was to meet you. And now, having seen you, we're all filled with joyous hope that the excellent prince could I don't remember seeing this story. In the Tibetan text it says that all this arranged by the father, mother, and the king, so that the prince, Prince Atisha, to get attracted, in all this, dazzled. All this, so many, they chose so many, beautiful girls, all this extensive range of songs. So to not let him go from home and become monk, you see. Yeah. So to keep it at home, to attract, those. I don't remember seeing that story here. So, but I saw in Tibetan text, see, the story, the lineage lamas of Lamrim, that story, that one is mentioned, this part, just before this discussion, the parents of what they prayed, and what Lamanisha made prayer before that. Because after all that, you see, what the parents were trying to attract, him to stay at home, So range of all this extensive, kind of, excellent prince inquired, "Who are these people, O parents?" "These are your subjects, prince," answered the prince answered his parents. Then the excellent prince continued, "May they be possessed of merit like that of my parents. May they rule kingdoms that reach the summit of prosperity. May they be reborn as sons of kings, and may they be sustained by holy and virtuous deeds." Then, when the royal procession came safely to the Vikramanashi Vihara, the main chapel at the place of pilgrimage. The excellent prince, having prostrated himself to the triple gem, recited the melodious songs of praise. Having attained noble body of a man, and being without defect in all organs, I shall adhere to the triple gem. Always I shall take the triple gem upon my head with deep sincerity. Henceforward may the triple gem be my refuge. When these words were heard by the king, queen, minister, and monks, they were filled with joyful wonder, and all declared with one voice that the prince was destined for greatness. Then the king and queen attendants declared, "May we, by getting married through paying reverences and making offerings, be able to make offerings to the triple gem from life to life, and by the virtue of those merits, we pray for the long continuance of our religion, for which we shall make offering to the Sangha, or may we be delivered from the suffering caused by defilement." Then the prince heard their words. He looked at his parents and exclaimed, "May I never be bound by worldly ways. May I be taught the holy way of the monks, and humbly worship the triple gem. May I feel compassion for all the beings." His parents and others felt full of wonder when they heard the sayings of the prince. "This was the first preaching of my guru, the prince, by the age of three." So this is the first teaching from Ramadisha. This prince, by the age of three, had become well-versed in astrology, writing, and Sanskrit. At 6 years, he was able to distinguish between the Buddhist and non-Buddhist doctrines. From then, up to the age of 10 years, he took the triple gem for refuge by observing the precepts of the Upasika, bestowing charity, studying happily, reciting prayers, seeking out people of noble character, obeying and serving his parents humbly and with sweet words, enjoying every sort of religious dance and sacred song, paying respect to the holy man even from a distance, looking at worldlings with heartfelt pity, helping those who were wretched and doing many such noble deeds. When the prince reached the age of 11 years, The minister and subjects brought 21 girls of noble parentage to him, and the king and queen presented him with valuable gifts. One day the king summoned all his ministers and commanded, "Beginning from tomorrow, you must carefully prepare the 13 royal chariots and adorn them beautifully with innumerable ornaments, such as the people love, especially the most beautiful and strongest chariot, which should be placed in the center. On it you must pitch the peacock umbrella surrounded by fans. In the center, place Chandragarbha, clad in a splendid garment on a beautifully jeweled throne. In the other 12 adorned chariots. All the ministers will be seated, dressed in magnificent garments and accompanied by musicians with many kinds of instruments to play joyful songs. The procession will be led by 3 white chariots. There will be 3 red chariots to the rear, 3 yellow chariots on the right, and 3 green chariots on the left. In each of the chariots placed many youths and maidens with colored banners proper to the devas of the 4 directions. The prince's chariot of 5 different colors should be ornamented at the 4 corners with carvings shaped like peacock's necks, and surrounded by girls dressed as goddesses bearing offerings. The other attendants should play melodious tunes upon such instruments as violins, drums, and cymbals to delight the crowds who will gather on all sides. Beyond the great city, in the pleasant garden, must be set all sorts of musicians and games. All sorts of amusements and games that will draw the people to assemble there. These amusements must last for a period of half a month, so as to make all the people feel happy, content. Among the assembly there must be girls ready to delight the prince, and the ministers must instruct them how to behave when the princess gets lights upon them. Thus the great king ordered the minister to get ready 13 adorned carrots. I think it's carrots. A minister to get ready 13 adorned carrots within a week. Not 13 carrots. With a chariot of prince in the middle, richly ornamented, and 12 chariots of musicians with the instruments of all sorts. Then beyond the great city at all crossroads and in the garden, the people began enjoy themselves with the fascinating games. Fascinating, G-A-M-E-S, games. During the royal progress through all the quarters of the city to which Prince Chandragarbha and his, lovely long eyes fixed upon the prince. For at the sight of this youth, their passion was so great that their hair on their limbs stood up. Suddenly, a goddess appeared. Her complexion pale blue, and uttered the following admonition to the prince: "Oh, care not for power, and be free from lust, most fortunate prince. If, as an elephant sinks deeply into the swamp, you, a hero, were to sink in the mire of lust, would it not stain the Shila robes you have worn? In your past 552 lives, when you took the form of an undefiled pandit, a holy bhikshu, therefore as dusk, seek out the lotus garden, seek your ordination in this life. The charming and lovely girls who live in this city are temptresses, temptresses sent by Mara to dispel your brilliant Shila. Thus they hope to betray you by showing you their passion. Know this, O handsome prince, like the moon reflected in the ocean, your purity gives forth brilliance. O prince, your head adorned with the five sacred jewel ornaments puts a spell of fascination upon the people. Since you have attained a precious human body so difficult to win, you should devote your life to hearing, pondering, and practicing Dharma. And to set your doubts at rest, you should seek the guidance of innumerable gurus. The prince smiled and responded thus to the goddess' admonition: "Oh, wonderful! This is good. This is good, most excellently good. The wise delight in the silence of the forest, as peacocks thrive on poisonous plants, or as ducks rejoice in the water of the lake. Just as crows revel in dirty places, so do ordinary people flock to the city, where, as like ducks hastening to the lotus pond, do people of wisdom seek the forest. How, unlike ordinary people, so in the past was Prince Siddhartha repelled by the prosperous kingdom of Suddhodana as by a filthy swan. He thereupon sought enlightenment, renouncing all his royal consort, all humans' endeavors, praised and worshipped him, possessing the 32 glorious signs and 80 noble marks of a Dharma king. He attained Buddhahood, attended by the 12 holy saints. Unless I renounce the kingdom, this kingdom I shall increase, but the last I shall increase the last in the swim of evil. All friends increase the last in the swim of evil. All friends are deceivers sent by Mara. All wealth is but a salty river. Now, by making good use of this body, I shall attain enlightenment. The enjoyment of pleasures stemming from desire is as empty as a reflected moonlight, as fleeting as an echo, as illusory as a mirage, as dependent as a reflection. Into this vast ocean of afflictions, the river of birth and decay, sickness and death flow unceasing. In the past, I was bound by the karmic power of impurities, but today I am able to fulfill this life, so why not seek after Dharma? With a mind to seek deliverance from worldly things, I shall devote myself to noble Dharma and the guidance of my gurus. The room of your one short teaching by Lama Tsha. With the Sabbath jewel gardens by Lama Tsha. Yeah, purpose of my life to free the lovers in the victim of the southern quarter, the thing that can happen. If I must, it's not happening. If I want to all transmission, Lama Tsha teaching the Buddhist Sabbath jewel gardens. Yarra 참다 给我一些年代不知道这当然没得什么这很多的万种啊这啊这把帮着这把没把这差别点多啊没多些他把所讲的特别所讲的这不知道这很多的别就当我这样他说别我他妈咋把人也把他们等于这样的那个那些这个你个居民他都得当个这边很多特别是觉得这个这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这
제제 차바 메바 내와 다도 이동 때제 제르는 메슴저데 제제야 달랑에 나도 주님 받대 맞아 가데 지다도 메데 지데 서로 메바다 토녀는 모서 받아서 다도 중진에 맞아 견두가 샤다 토메데 세나메 지나 하도 다제 방와 자식이 있으면 숨이 주서 받던 대번에 또 되서도 내 맞아 가메 제서 소리 오감에 제사도 맞아도 손에도 받아서 아니 바바도 기회 중에 내 받아서 나 다가져서 근데 얘 패스면도 맞아 철학구감이 되지 가면 되라도 뭐라 주는 죽는 인생에 체바라베 뭐라도 이상하게 와쳐서 말하면 좋지 뭐라고 손 남았던 놈이 손 남았을 때는 나도 왜라도 뭐 뭐라 맞으면 더 맞아도 손 남았으면 이제 또 아니 또 말한 요로 디바니 자세 주어대 미래 또 어떤 일 아니 전주로 통화주고 대변도 또 전대면 너 또 예 너다 대변 너 체인 뭐다 체변 너 뭐시라 니지 너 예다마다 메세로 예 너 뜨는사 메마 예 너 좀 예 저 아마 원도 알아도 친구라도 메세 너도 제가 지금 꺼내 뭐 메세 좀 메세 좀 메세 봐 안 되시면 너무너무 더워서 나중에 May the body to the business of the hard ones of animals, all was here in the house walkers in the base of that later. Second, the originated may be increased. Chanjo, Sanjo, Rembo, Jimaki, Mama, my dear, you roji, Eva, Yamba, Meva, Kone, Kondo, the Buddhist to be generated in all the hard ones of Hammond, all of us here, in the house of all the students and all the benefactors, all the supporters, all those who devote their life to the organization, doing service to the Buddha in everyone's heart, as well as at the hearts of everyone in this world. Chandu Sinjo Rimbo Jim Ajiba Nam Jiroji Yeva Nyamba Yemeba Kone Gondo Yepeva Jo. May the Bodhicitta be generated without delay in a second. Those hard ones of the family, all of us here. And in the hearts of all the leaders of this world, and in the hearts of all the terrorists and those groups who are harming to Islam in this world, and also the all those gangsters, all those who harm so much to others and things, who
there's so much violence. 창조의 승조의 모지 마지 마마의 지교의지 예바샤바의 메바의 원의 공도의 배와의조 That we have so much of freedom to practice Dharma and all this incredible opportunity to practice Dharma and to make extensive meditation to purify the development and to train the mind in the path of enlightenment. Opportunity to practice the freedom to practice less for the path and the primary in the path, the Mahayana, Sikkhara, Magga, Bhaja, all this is in contact with the Nibbaka, Sorubha, Kanasimha, Hisanas Dalama, the Buddha with all the Buddha's compassion, the kind of stable life, all the holy wishes gives us the immediate. And as well as all the virtual plans, the same. Kind of stable life, all the holy wishes gives us the immediate. And Lama Ramesha was kind to the all the three time Buddhas. Then was Lama's incarnation to be able to complete the statue and to benefit something like Lama from having the same quality. Teacher of the past, present, future. Merit, reflected by me, three time merit, reflected by others. Whichever universe, world, country, earlier place, or house, wherever I will be, just by that, may it cause all the sentient beings, the universe, world, country, earlier place, or house, never ever to be reborn in Lord Realms. Then it comes and it gets purified. Never ever get reborn in Lord Realms. And immediately calls to find the faith in the refuge in karma and generate love and kindness, compassion, bodhicitta in everyone's heart. Everyone in this universe, world, country, earlier place, of then immediately get a healing all their sicknesses, cancer, AIDS, whatever sickness is there, immediately get healed. Sentient beings who are living in this universe, world, country, earlier past. And those who have spirit harm, immediately free them from that. Spirit harm, those who are wild, crazy, and spirit harm, immediately totally free from all the spirit harms and have most meaningful life by utilizing theirs and bodhicitta. And then also people who have relationship problems, may they have filled with the love, kindness, compassion, and joy. Those who suffer so much of the depression, may their hearts fill with the great bliss and have most meaningful life, and may those who have poverty have immediate wealth, and may those who want to look for guru able to find perfectly qualified Mahayana guru, and those who want to receive teachings, they receive unmistakable regions, those who want to retreat able to find conducive place and able to have all the realizations during that time, during that retreat. And may all their wishes be fulfilled. So myself in this universe, world, country, area, place, area in the house, all those sentiments who are in the universe, world, country, area, place. And so myself, may myself wish for him. To them, all those sentient beings, I become wish for them to them. able to achieve all that happiness, what they're looking for, all their wishes will get fulfilled immediately according to Dharma. And complete the path and achieve enlightenment quickly. While they are developing the mind and the path, no one experiences war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sicknesses, dangers of fire, water, earthquakes, all the observables. So oneself in that universe, world, country, area, place, house, to be able to stop. To be able to stop all those things. Able to affect, able to be useful, to stop all those sufferings. Due to all the past, personal future, due to all the past, personal future, made is corrected by Vegeta, made is corrected by others, that which are merely labeled, that which are merely labeled by the mind. Where the I is also merely labeled by the mind. Achieve Rusha Kamala Buddha's enlightenment, which is also merely labeled. Lead all the sentient beings, also merely labeled by mind, to that enlightenment which also merely labeled by mind. By myself alone, was also merely labeled by mind. I deliver all the matters to be able to follow all the disciples of Sankara, the mental research that realizes. I dedicate all the matters in the same way as the three time Buddhas dedicate their matters. all the matters, three time matters practiced by one, so three time matters practiced by others. Needs or the protections in their lives. see my, all the needs for that, all the projects, whatever, you know, when all the projects, whatever that I have, may be succeed immediately, but see my all the needs. Amen. May the universal education. So here, there's for little kids, little children in the United States. There's here, it's a project in this vision. This one. There's took some time for then. There's the Valentino Universal Education. For quite some time, every 10 years, for quite some time. In Varanasi, then there's Adriana School. However, at this university, may the teacher made this quite about this, I was about this, may the university education be spread in all over the world, be accepted in the public schools, and may this university education able to open the heart of everyone in the world, to immediately able to generate love and kindness, compassion, because they have everyone's heart, and then that way, say, it become antidote to the war, to disease, to famine, torture, then dangers of fire, water, earthquakes, antidote to everything, solution for everything, antidote to everything, to stop all those problems. But may they open that compassion, put it in all their hearts. And may every student who come to university station, may everyone become like generous, compassion, Buddha, generosity, source of peace and happiness of all the sentient beings. That even by name, even the name, that they stop their suffering, saves them from the lower realms, liberates them from samsara, brings to, say, even from lower nirvana, brings to enlightenment. Even by hearing name, it rescues or they protect the simple thing, it eliminates all the sufferings of samsara. So each person, each student, come to learn to university education, become like that, like a generous Buddha. And may the 550 material project, which special function that bring causes to generate global kinds of compassion to the house of all those neighbors, purify their mind, purify their karma, defilement, and the fact that it's merit, and through that transform their mind into, the realization comes, realization path comes from their mind. Able to develop. So which brings peace and happiness in the world in that way. By changing their mind, by purifying their mind, and by writing the extent marriage, causing these two sentient beings, only then compassion and loving kindness is able to come, able to grow up, able to generate, able to develop. So, may all of able to construct this crucible will complete in the part of this world, and the limit of the comes. This in this world, and all the findings for this may be received without delay in a second. No, Jiyayabu Tungave Chutu Namba Bema Keki Tsema Shiva Da Tungye Malu Tsangwa Rai Shu Dada Shinji Tusunda Tere Tsunye Latene Yawa Vasan Tava Yitamba Yurimba Yurimba Submission of that teaching from Kiti Sensei Rinpoche at Dharamsala some quite a number of years ago. But the Lojong, the Total Transformation text, put together by the Bodhisattva Gonchar Gyaltsen. So I request the Bodhis and received all the teachings except parting from the four clinging. Parting of the four clinging composed by Thapa Gyaltsen. So that one, which didn't have the lineage, the letter I received that teaching from His Honor's Jogye teacher Rinpoche. So this is such as